This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for July 1st, 2024. Let's begin with tragic news of a murder northwest of Willits this weekend. On Saturday, June 29th, at approximately 11 a.m., the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office received multiple calls from residents on the 5200 block of Blue Lake Road, located within Brook Trails. The callers reported a male subject causing a disturbance with sounds of yelling and possible fighting. Sheriff's Office deputies, not being immediately in the area, arrived approximately 20 minutes later. Upon arrival, at the request of a concerned caller, the deputies proceeded to a house on Blue Lake Road to check on a resident. The scene they encountered was alarming. The front windows of the house appeared to be broken, and there was apparently blood in the front and around the front of the property. Inside the living room, deputies discovered a 77-year-old female victim who appeared to have suffered severe injuries from a violent assault. They ensured there were no further victims or individuals present and began CPR and administered first aid while summoning emergency medical technicians. Tragically, the victim succumbed to her injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. As deputies secured the scene, a vehicle arrived with Michael Coleman, the suspect, in the passenger seat. Based on evidence at the scene, deputies detained Coleman without incident. Mendocino County Sheriff's Office detectives were called in to take over the investigation. Coleman has been booked into the Mendocino County Jail on a charge of homicide and is being held without bail. Authorities are urging anyone with information related to the case to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Communication Center at 707-463-4086. Information can also be provided anonymously via the non-emergency tip line at 707-234-2100. And now news from the Mendocino Coast. On Sunday, June 30th, around 2:14 p.m., California State Park Rangers were dispatched to investigate the case of a missing person last seen near the Pacific Ocean at Van Dam State Park. This missing individual was identified as 70-year-old Robert William Frost. Rangers promptly contacted Frost's family, who confirmed that he was last seen on the beach near the ocean's edge. State Park Rangers immediately commenced a search in the vicinity, but Frost was not initially located. The Mendocino Volunteer Fire Department soon joined the efforts, deploying jet skis to search the ocean. At approximately 3:35, the man was found submerged near the outer reef, about 3,000 feet southwest of the beach. Frost was swiftly transported to Big River Beach, where a deputy sheriff coroner declared the time of death at 3:48. Frost's family members and legal next of kin have been notified of his passing. The coroner's investigation did not reveal any signs of foul play. And now to Ukiah, where a serious multi-vehicle collision occurred last Friday afternoon. On June 28, 2024, at approximately 4:50 p.m., Ukiah Police Department officers were dispatched to the intersection of Orchard Avenue and East Perkins Street following reports of a multi-vehicle collision with injuries. Fire and medical personnel were promptly dispatched to the scene. Upon arrival, officers observed two vehicles involved in the collision. One vehicle had sheared off a fire hydrant, causing water to gush from the broken hydrant and resulting in minor flooding at the intersection. For safety, officers closed a portion of the intersection and called in Ukiah City water personnel to shut off the water supply. A preliminary investigation by the Ukiah Police suggested that the driver at fault was under the influence of alcohol. Due to the gravity of the situation, the Ukiah Police designated traffic officer was summoned to conduct a detailed investigation. Officers determined that 59-year-old Jason Hamby was driving a Toyota Tundra at a high rate of speed northbound on South Orchard Avenue. Hamby failed to stop at the red light and continued through the intersection, colliding with a Toyota Corolla that was turning right onto North Orchard Avenue from East Perkins. After the collision, the Tundra veered off the roadway, causing major damage to both vehicles. The driver of the Corolla was transported to Adventist Health Ukiah Valley for treatment of their injuries. Fortunately, Hamby and his female passenger were uninjured. Upon interviewing Hamby, officers suspected he was driving under the influence of alcohol. He was arrested for felony violation of 23153A of the California Vehicle Code, DUI causing injury. Hamby was transported to the hospital for evaluation before being booked at the Mendocino County Jail. Starting Tuesday, July 2nd, Mendocino County is forecasted to face life-threatening temperatures and an increased wildfire risk due to the first major heat wave of the season. The National Weather Service forecasts highs reaching up to 112 degrees with multiple heat advisories and excessive heat warnings in effect through Saturday. This extreme heat poses significant risks for heat-related illness, particularly for those working outdoors, the young, elderly, and pets. The heat wave coincides with 4th of July celebrations, amplifying concerns. Stay hydrated, avoid strenuous activities, and ensure pets have access to water and shade. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.